It's land now. You can break up any time. It's land. You got to ply it. Almost not. As soon as you get this beans off it, as soon as you get that stuff off it, you got to go to work and break it up, and then it'll be right for the planting time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you ain't going to have no date. See, it's hard, and you go out there and try to break it up, but you're supposed to break it up deep now, you know, as soon as you get the crop off it. And let that run of rain and stuff get on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that'll make it more loamy. Soft. But now you take that sandy land, you can use that any kind of way you want. You can wait right up to a month at a time or 3 weeks at a time. You can put on your chemical and do anything you want to that sandy loam land.
You got that kind of land that you can only work 1 hour a day, and that's usually when you're eating lunch.
That's right. I got it.
Gumbo?
Gumbo, yum. That gumbo, don't wake it up. That's the land. Mm-mm. Come up with in fleek like that. Like that hat there or something. Gumbo land, that's some worse land.
Yeah. But the river used to, I guess, make the land a lot different here, you know? We changed it, all the soil would come in from the river.
Yeah.
Like in 27, when the land went down.
Sure did.
Did you have a lot of mud on it?
Yeah. Sure did. 27, when that all, you know, all that went down in there. Well, that changed it up a lot. Made it gumbo and this, that, and the other. Wet down upon it.
Yeah. What, now there's land down by a stream that you have to plow late in the spring?
Sure, yeah.
Maybe it might be with water on it?
That's right.
That's what you call, what?
Down at the...
Yeah.
Well, according to where it is now, it's according to the places it be at. It could be just like we got a next to water, we got land, but it's sandy land. We can plow it anytime we get rid of it.
Oh. You got any bottoms around here?
Yeah, we got bottom land. But now you got, now it'll be sand if you let it dry out. They done mostly ditched them out now, and they gets all right. But if you fool around and go in there half wet on it, well, you just done ruin it. Because it'll come up in fleets, mud, you ain't gonna get it straight no more, hardly. If you go down in and dig up that mud, but you wait and let it get dry. See, they done went through every lake here and ditched it out. And they like crossing Grassy Lake up here on the highway. Well, they done put ditches in that drain, Grassy Lake. It ain't never been dry. And now, since these roads coming through there, U-80, I-20,
mm-hmm.
all them roads through there now, well, that done just done away with all that water and stuff. So they got beans and all that.
Yeah, they just changed around the land, hadn't they?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, a lot of. There we are. Changed it all the way around.
Yeah.
Now I ain't been up on Mr. Guilford to see how they play changed around, because his son-in-law, a boy I know, one of them niggas mad of his daughter, 88.
Yeah.
And he told me he bought some land from Mr. Guilford up there and cleared it up. So I ain't seen what sort of land that is he bought. Because Mr. Guilford thought he had pretty good land about around that river. Then you're supposed to make a pretty good crop around that river because it feeds, you know, from the river. That water feed up under there.
Mm-hmm. And the soil's very fertile.
It's fertile, yeah.
Fertile, too.
Yeah. So that ought to be a pretty good land, but I ain't been up there to see it. What did Lily had got up there?
You didn't even need fertilizer on this land, did you?
Yeah, if you don't put fertilizer on it now, you don't make nothing. I don't know what ail the land these late years. If you don't put fertilizer on, it just don't do nothing. You know, you got to put a chemical on here to keep these bugs from eating it up.
Mm-hmm. But you got the right light to near stuff it down their throat to get them to eat it too.
But these men get this something on them, put on them. They parches them up somewhere.
Yeah.
They kill them. A straight shoot out there where them airplanes can get to them, though, they'll kill everything.
You don't have as many insects around here, I guess.
No, ain't. That's just your poison.